Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is the longest you've held a grudge in your own life? Hopefully not too long, but sometimes they get in there and they are not coming out.
I'm too lazy for long-term grudges. I just quit caring after a while. I mean, really.
Sometimes it picks up steam again, though.
It can.
But then it goes away pretty quickly. Yeah, there's
like a campfire when you flip it over and all of a sudden, oh, it's burning again.
Yeah, but again, it's always, it's extinguished with malaise.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite often.
That's right. So, see if you can top this. This from Orangetown, New York. A woman named Linda Louise Torello died from cancer in 2017 at the age of 66. And she is buried at a cemetery at the Tappan Reformed Church in Orangetown.
Okay.
All right, that's good. That's where you put those people.
Usually,
The dead.
Unfortunately, feces and urine have been found on her headstone almost every morning.
Is it, like the world's worst miracle?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's heavenly feces. Go collect it.
If they don't know where it's coming from, how do you know it's not?
The family decided to get to the bottom of it. They weren't getting a lot of help. So they posted trail cameras.
Oh, they
find
him,
Michael Murphy. And he eventually posted an incriminating video of a man getting out of his car, walking to the headstone, urinating on it in what was described as normal routine. The family managed to identify the man eventually as Linda's ex-husband, to whom she was briefly married but divorced in 1974.
Good God.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So she had not waiting to do this to her grave.
Seen him since 1976.
That is crazy.
Okay, he's quite bitter about this whole thing.
Before her death. After 48 years, he still had a grudge.
I can't wait to hear how this all went.
Yeah, he was driving from Bergen County, New Jersey to go and do this in Pennsylvania, leaving bags of all sorts of bad stuff, normal routine to go by and go number one on it. They have weeks and months worth of evidence. The family wanted to be sure, so they just kept catching him over and over again.
Wouldn't that be weird to be like, all right, just let him pee on mom's grave one more time?
Is 40 enough? I think 45 is the number that came to mind.
Yeah, we really want to make sure we got an airtight case here.
Yeah, I think we have enough, though.
I don't know. It could simply be a coincidence that he doesn't even know it's hers and just really has to pee.
But come on. I mean, there has to be at least 50 gallons of urine soaked into that gravesite. I mean, can we stop now?
Maybe, but every time I drive to Chicago, I almost always stop at the same rest area. So maybe it's just, you know, it's happenstance.
Is it just me? Or does he just like watching someone urinate on mom?
He's like, mom wasn't perfect, so we'll let this go for a while.
Yeah, I mean it could be some sort of an Oedipus fetish.
No, I don't think it was a fetish.
I think Howard's right here.
Yeah, it's gone a pretty long time. I would think like once or, you know, like two or three times tops.
We'll have to look at their browser history.
Yeah.
Let's hear some audience grudges. Juanita writes, I had a friend who made serious attempts to sleep with my husband. It's been 14 years to this day, and if I saw her, I still have it in me to smash a brick into her face with zero regard.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
I have somebody like that from high school. I think I've told you all about her before. I won't say her name because the last time I talked about it, she reached out and told me, like, hey, the last time you talked about this, I do remember she made my life hell in high school. She was mean to me from the moment I moved there. I didn't even know her. She was just, I was in eighth grade dressing like a boy, and she made fun of me. I mean, it was ruthless. And then when we got into high school, she was mean to me. And then after college, I never had to speak to her again.
Yeah. Right.
So if I went back for any reason to go home and friends were hanging out, I wouldn't talk to her. I'd be like, this girl, I don't need you in my life anymore. And the only reason I was nice to you in high school is because if I wasn't, you would have been meaner to me or more mean. And I couldn't handle that in high school. But now I don't give a damn. When she texted me, reached out, I was like, you're only doing this for yourself because you realize how mean it was. I'm never talking to you again. Lose my number.
What's supposed to happen? Did she at least say sorry when
she reached
out?
Yeah, she was like, man, I heard that, and I realized these type of things really do stick with people, and blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, you stuck with me because you went out of your way to intentionally be mean to me for years, I never did anything to you. I didn't even know you.
At least she didn't justify the behavior, or maybe she did.
Well, she did. She was like, well, we were young and in high school, and I guess you just don't really realize what you're doing until it's pointed out. And I'm like, perfect.
Well, that's been pointed out, and now you know.
Yeah, now you know, and I still don't like you, and I won't ever say anything nice about you. I won't.
This text from Indiana, this grudge can't be worse than the one you guys talked about the Fort Wayne car guy who held his grudge from the 80s until last month when he decided to light all of the car dealership's cars on fire.
That's my favorite. That was an amazing grudge.
Due to his bad engine he got on a Cordova in the 80s or whatever it was.
I do think that's the top.
That's number one grudge.
That is the benchmark. This one driving a long way out of your way, though, after like 40 years.
Almost 50.
Almost, like, pushing it.
Many, many 45. Times. That's
That one's strong. That one is strong. But again, that could be a coincidence. Who knows? Sometimes you just have to be.
We don't know.
Now, this is a good one.
And sometimes you accidentally drop your bag of feces on the ground.
Sometimes you do.
On the grave of your ex-lover.
Every day.
For months. It happens.
Listen to this grudge. This is going to be relatable to a lot of people, even though at face value, you're going to be like, well, that's silly. In first grade, my class had a coloring contest where we all colored a fire engine from the same page of a coloring book. Another kid and myself were chosen as the top two entries, and the rest of the class had to vote. I was certain I would win. My page was clean. All the colors were inside the lines. His, sloppy by comparison. To my dismay, he won. Because despite having stray marks outside the lines, the red he chose to color the fire engine was a bit closer to real-life fire engines.
Yeah.
The one I chose was closer to brick red.
Oh, you fool.
I couldn't believe I lost, and I'm still annoyed by it. 31 years later.
You should be annoyed with yourself. You chose the wrong red.
Yeah, it was the one thing that mattered in the picture, and you really botched that.
Everybody knows what fire truck engine red is,
I think
you chose brick. You might as well have painted it blue.
Well, I mean, it has another. That's the color of bricks. They put it in the name.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think I'm going to lose my lunch. This is sickening.
Yeah.
You can get away with that.
Yeah.
If there's not another person who picks the perfect color.
Yeah.
If it's a one-person contest
and you color it
red.
Do you think this person is feeling better by getting second guessed 31 years
they
after they lost?
They should feel good.
Color.
No, they haven't.
Feel better.
They have nothing to keep a grudge about. They failed.
Yeah, people's flaws need to be pointed
color.
Out.
No one cares that you...
30 years.
You can keep it in the lines? Wow. Tell that to Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And tell that to your drawn picture town residents who never saw that fire truck coming because it was the wrong color and ran over their kid.
Yeah, they just thought it was a nice colonial home.
That's not moving. That's obviously a home.
Yeah, you jerk.
Jake in Grand Rapids says the guy that built Killdozer because they kept rezoning his property is the biggest grudge. That was a good grudge. He really stuck with it.
Oh, yeah. That was a good grudge. He did stick with it.
Jesus.
And nobody got hurt in that matter.
This is a very short-term grudge that paid off quickly. I had a high school bully, and one day, out of nowhere, he sucker-punched me in the locker room. And that was it. When I got myself up, I looked him right in the eye, and I said, I hope you die. 2 hours later, he died in a motorcycle crash.
Well, that really worked out.
Wow.
Yeah, good. Well,
Maybe you can go urinate on his grave now. For his family's for years. Kinks.
Because you weren't able to enjoy that anticipation for very long.
At the very least, you got to bully his kids.
Man, I just remembered a kid that I think I would punch in the face from third grade. Oh, yeah. His dad was the coach of my baseball team, and he punched me in the face. It didn't
the dad
hurt.
Did?
No. The kid did. I forgot his name, but he was on Carson at some point, and the whole school was like
the Tonight Show.
Yeah. They gathered everybody. Hey, let's watch blank on Carson. He invented a sink that's like a toilet. Like the water washes
flush
the
sink.
Yeah, you flush the sink. Everyone loved that invention. I don't know if anyone cared about it. I was like, what's Carson? This is boring.
Kelly, you mentioning that person from high school reminds me, there was someone that made my life pretty miserable from the time they moved to our school. They just chose me. That was it. And made my life miserable for 4 years, 5 years. And it was years later that they reached out on Facebook and like sent a friend request. And I thought, I'm big enough to handle this. And then they kept posting updates about their life. And I realized I am not big enough to handle this. Yeah. I still don't care for that person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though like I doubt they'd be the same way.
See, that's the thing that I noticed about.
But that's who you were.
I noticed that, though, about the girl that was mean to me in high school when everybody started getting on social media because she didn't go to college. And at first you had to have a college email address to get on Facebook. So once they opened it up, I'll never forget. She sent me the same exact thing, like, wow, it's so crazy finding all of our high school friends. And I was like, man, it's been years. Maybe she's changed. And I accepted it. And even in the way that she would talk, and I know people will say you shouldn't judge somebody through talk and text or whatever, or through social media updates, but the way that she would point people out, she was screenshotting stuff about things people were wearing at certain places, and then I popped up in there one time. I was like, this bitch hasn't changed a bit. Like, a friend requested me so she could screenshot my pictures and talk about what I was wearing and how I was acting based on not following the path of Jesus versus how she had, living in her hometown, has four baby daddies. But, who am I to judge?
Yeah. I got you.
I just remember being like, this girl has always been mean, and that is how she thrives. And, unfriended her, and then years later talked about that situation on the radio here, and, she reached out, and I was like, nope, I fell for this one time when I was young and cared, and I just don't care.
She was really committed to the meme. Mm-hmm. These kids ones make me laugh. I was a kid in daycare when I was around 5, and this kid that was in there had a Magna Doodle. I just wanted to try the Magna Doodle.
Those things were awesome.
He would not let me. I've been out of school 12 years, and I still hate that kid so much. F that guy. Was Magna Doodle the one that was like gears?
No, that was Spirograph.
No. Magna Doodle. Yeah, you had a little magnet. There were a couple of shapes with it. And you just drew all over it.
It's kind of like Etch-a-Sketch.
A bit like an Etch-a-Sketch, yeah.
But instead of the knobs, you had like a magnetic pencil.
There was like there was a pencil, and then usually they had little shapes, a circle, a star. Mm.
Yeah,
triangle.
You would know one of those toys because they never had all of its parts, and most of them were broken and then just thrown under a bed.
Yeah,
that's how I remember every single one of those.
Then it's every one of the toys I've ever bought for my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is missing parts. Can we get a new one? No.
Yeah.
You lost it in like 3 seconds. I'm not getting a new one.